Whatever you have to say is as valuable as anyone else, whether you believe that or not. If you're trying to speak to other people, you've got a right to be heard. And if being ignored is because your voice starts to disappear, or your voice starts to disappear because you feel like you're being ignored or unable to finish a sentence or articulate yourself clearly, it's frustrating, and it further perpetuates this cycle of suboptimal speaking. We don't always know what we're going to say before we're going to say it, right? We often just talk, and because of that, if we catch ourselves not knowing where we're going with our speech, and I do this all the time here because I improvise a lot of these videos, it's good to have at least some indication of where you're going, right? Like if you get in your car and just start driving but have no destination, you'll just be going around circles. You might end up somewhere, but it might not be quite where you wanted. So having a clear indication of what the point is means you can head towards that point. It's like throwing a dart at the dartboard, right? You might just not have the strength in your arm and it tails off just before it hits the board, let alone hitting the target. But it's also the same with your speech. You might start speaking and there's just not enough breath there to support it. Your message isn't clear enough, you lose confidence and it just tails off and goes like that. So it does help to know what you're about to say, but it's not necessary because, again, once you get more confident and more practice in, you're going to be able to do that naturally again, like you should in the first place. You could start speaking too fast, but you can still pick up and hit the last three words clearly, or four words, or five words, or all of them, even better, right? But aim for the end, and that way you can at least make your point heard.